USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The chair of the House Committee on Intelligence says American hostages should have been among the first to be released by Hamas. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio said the White House needed to make that a condition of the deal that has resulted in a temporary ceasefire. Turner acknowledged the likelihood that Hamas is deliberately delaying the release of American hostages to use them as leverage for bargaining. Bad weather could hamper post-Thanksgiving travel.
Snow in the Midwest could cause travel troubles for folks returning from the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. So far, more than 200 flights delayed, more than 20 canceled across the country. Those numbers expected to rise as the weekend rolls on. Utah, for example, could see more than a foot of snow.
Pope Francis delivered his Sunday prayer and message from the chapel of his Vatican residence instead of from the balcony overlooking St. Peter's Square today. The Pope's remarks were televised on a jumbotron, so he didn't have to venture outside in the cold while suffering from the flu. The 86-year-old Francis went to a Rome hospital Saturday for a scan that ruled out lung complications. The Pope is still scheduled to travel to Dubai later in the week to attend the UN Climate Change Conference. We all have and love leftovers from Thanksgiving, but how long do we have before we should toss them out if we haven't eaten them yet?
Everyone is reminded to be safe when eating Thanksgiving leftovers. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, that food can safely be eaten up to 4 days if it was properly refrigerated and not left out for more than a couple of hours. I'm Skip Kelly.
Good news for Kiss fans. The Kiss End of Road Tour is back on the road. The band had to cancel its final two shows in Canada on Friday because Paul Stanley was sidelined with a bout of the flu. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
A woman on methamphetamines tried to open the emergency door to a plane 10 hours into a Korean Air flight. The flight was over the Pacific when the 26-year-old woman, high on the stimulant, became paranoid and agitated and ran to the emergency exit door and tried to force it open. Passengers say flight attendants wrestled her to the floor and restrained her. Airport police took her into custody when the plane landed safely several hours later. Cops reportedly had her tested and determined she was high on methamphetamine. It's apparently the third time this year that a passenger has tried to open an emergency door on a Korean flight. The cost of eggs might be on the rise.
Due to a confirmed case of bird flu in a flock of 1.35 million chickens in Ohio's Union County, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has ordered the slaughter of all affected birds to contain the highly contagious virus, affecting several large egg farms in Iowa, Minnesota, and now Ohio. The widespread culling aims to control the virus spread, particularly among wild birds. I'm Skip Kelly.
A project manager, Tavis Rogers, fired by Newmont Mining Corporation for missing a COVID-19 vaccination deadline, has filed a lawsuit alleging religious discrimination. Rogers, employed for 7 months, raised concerns about the vaccination requirement issued in November 2021. He sought permission to work remotely. The company did not accommodate his request, leading to his termination. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.